Hey, How Comes Rocket listeners. No podcast? No problem. Launch a professional podcast you'll love in 4 weeks. Most people hire production companies to edit and distribute content that sounds bad and does nothing for their revenue or their network. But you could turn the key to a made-to-order podcast and skip all the pitfalls that make 90% of shows discontinue after 5 episodes. We've got the expertise, the elbow grease, and you're back on this one. Visit smoothpodcasting.com to learn more. That's smoothpodcasting.com to learn more. Welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket. Saul Marquez is here again. And today I have the privilege of hosting Kyle Wildenauer-Hagney. He is the Vice President of Strategy and Business Development at Sempre Health. He has over 10 years of experience in healthcare, including innovation at DaVita Healthcare Partners, product at RX Review, and strategy consulting at LEK and Boston Consulting Group. While he has experience across many different verticals in healthcare, he specialized in the pharmaceutical value chain and ultimately working with all the key stakeholders to make pharmacy patient-centered. We know this is a key area of focus for many employers, but also helping pharma companies really drive efficiencies and optimize the opportunities for making the supply chain better. It's super interesting to me, and I know to many of you. So I'm excited for our conversation with Kyle today on the podcast. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Saul. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, before we dive into Sempre Health and what you guys are doing there to really, you know, focus on health plans and this pharma chain, value chain, talk to us a little bit about you and, you know, specifically what keeps your fire lit in healthcare?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking that question. You know, from an early age, I really learned about the impact that caregivers and the healthcare care system can have on individuals. My father is a doctor in Maine, and he would tell stories around the dinner table about his patients and the types of pain and specifically the suffering that he treated. More often than not, financial challenges were involved in those stories, not just the medical challenges. And so I was, you know, naturally preconditioned to go into healthcare when I graduated college. And from those early stories around the dinner table, drawn to, you know, the complex problems of cost and affordability in the healthcare system. Through my first job at DaVita Healthcare Partners, I realized how much opportunity there is to improve the healthcare system and how difficult it can be to enact change. That has set me on my current path and really what inspires me to keep pushing forward.
Well, I think it's great. And, you know, it sounds like it's been in the family for a while. You've taken a different angle on it. But ultimately, you know, that monetary perspective that sort of rose to the top with conversations with your dad and just ultimately seeing how the system works is kind of what struck a chord with you. And that's where you've focused your work. So obviously RX Review and DaVita, two organizations focused on that. But now your work with Sempre Health is also focused in that pharma space. Talk to us a little bit about how you guys are adding value to the healthcare ecosystem there, Kyle.
Yeah, happy to. So, you know, when we think about Sempre Health, we essentially provide a good driver discount for prescription medications. We are an adherence intervention that reminds patients to pick up their medication and provides a point of sale discount on their copay when they pick it up on time. This discount is somewhat unique in that it grows as they continue to pick it up with each fill. And they typically save about 45 to 55% per year on their out-of-pocket costs. One thing that I think is important to note about Sempre Health is that we are only focused on single source branded drugs. So these are products that don't have a generic alternative. And we do this because it actually adds value to the healthcare system rather than steering patients to an expensive branded product when there's a generic alternative. The product is 100% text message based. There's no apps, downloads, usernames, or passwords that could be friction points for the patients to receive their discounts. And to really illustrate what the product is once you're enrolled in the program, you'll get a text. It might say, Saul, it is time to pick up your prescription drug. Usually you pay $50, but with Sempre, you'll just pay $40. And if you fill on time, your next fill will just be $35. So that discount grows over the course of each fill. These text messages are highly personalized. So they'll use your name. They have all the background of your pharmacy and medical claim history. And really, you know, the core tenet of Sempre is that we believe that patients should get to participate in the savings that are accrued by their healthy behaviors. So to directly answer your question of how we add value, it's really threefold. So first, we improve adherence by over 15% for patients on the Sempre program, which translates into thousands of dollars in reduction in total cost of care. Second, we drive affordability for patients and typically save them 45% per year. And then finally, we create a really high value member experience. We have a 92 net promoter score, which we're very proud of.
That's fantastic. And the simplicity of the program, the, you know, the incentives that can drive behavior are in place. What would you say makes you guys special and different than other services that might be available like this out there?
Yeah, great question. So, first I'll walk you through kind of how Sempre works at a very high level, and then kind of call out the two unique innovations of Sempre. So first, we go to pharma manufacturers, have them put a drug on the platform and allocate discount budget that we will distribute to those members. Second, we go to plans and have them select from the menu of drugs which ones they want to turn on discounts to their members. And that's the first key innovation of Sempre Health, is that the plan is in complete control and has complete agency on turning on those discounts. Once the plan selects which medications they want to offer to their members, we do all the heavy lifting of enrolling the members into the program. So it looks like via mailer, email, text message in some case, reach out to the members and have them enroll in the program. They start receiving the text messages, as I illustrated before. And then, finally, we see the benefit of improvement in adherence, NPS, and reduction in downstream medical costs. The second innovation that I think is unique to Sempre is really at the product level, and it's that dynamic discount. So we have some really sophisticated technology that we've built in-house to understand kind of what discount to offer each patient to help them be adherent to that prescription that they are on.
Yeah, fascinating. That's really, really interesting. And the approach empowers the patient, right? You give them the opportunity to decide. You give them a prompt to act, and the opportunity to save. And now with so much money getting siphoned out of the actual consumer through larger copays, and I'm blanking on. Deductibles. Exactly. Yep. Any opportunity to save is going to be acted on. And so talk to us a little bit about those, let's drill into them, right? You talked about net promoter scores. You talked about 15% improvement. Like, let's dive into those deeper, talk to us about those results.
Yeah. I mean, I think one thing that we have seen is that text message is just a fantastic medium to engage patients in pharmacy type questions and sending them reminders. And this is really based upon a lot of experience that the CEO and I have from DaVita Healthcare Partners. Mm-hmm. So dealing with diabetes population, there's many different socioeconomic challenges that population faces. And many times, they might not have the latest updated phone or app downloaded to help them engage in their health and to be healthy members. So we thought, let's design a program that is accessible to all. And so that's why we chose text message. I think, the high NPS is really driven because, we're a free program that helps members save 45 to 55% per year on their out-of-pocket costs. We send them reminders saying it's time to pick up. You've saved $500 or more for some patients. And that creates a lot of goodwill with the patient. And a lot of that positive NPS that we capture transfers back to the plan. So they get really positive feedback as well when partnering with Sempre Health.
Fascinating. Thank you for that, by the way, Kyle. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we think about the different subpopulations of the insured. You've got, you know, those being insured by employers. You've got Medicare Advantage. Tell us where your niche is right now and, you know, how specifically you're able to help them out and what makes you excited about it.
Yeah. So currently we only focus on commercially insured, whether that's fully insured or self-insured. The three disease states that we specialize in today is diabetes, cardiovascular, and respiratory. Probably not a surprise for you and the listeners. You know, that list of drugs and disease states that we focus on is really driven by our payer partners. So we don't contract with any pharmaceutical manufacturer where there isn't already demand from our payers. So we will talk to our payers, say, hey, you know, what other disease states would you like us to add to the platform? And then we do that across all of our partners and kind of aggregate that list and then go to our pharmaceutical manufacturers and say, you know, we have 10 plus plans that are interested in receiving discounts for your product. And it would increase adherence and ultimately number of fills by X percent. So it, you know, is really quite a nice niche that we operate within because the pharmaceutical manufacturer, the payer, and the patient are all aligned. Sure. And to go back to your earlier question, you know, I think that's something that's somewhat unique in healthcare is when you find aligned incentives across all key stakeholders, something that's really exciting.
Yeah. Interesting because, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's also sort of a GPO play here where you're aggregating purchasers and presenting them to this seller and creating opportunities on both sides of that chain.
Definitely. You know, we have been very disciplined in our approach to the market thus far. You know, I really think that so much of a success of startups is based on the ability to focus on one problem, on one solution. Right now, we are partnering with payers and pharma manufacturers with our current kind of go-to-market strategy, as I described. In the future, though, there are a number of different channels that we could leverage to really expand the footprint. Although currently, we are still, you know, focused on the payer and the pharma manufacturer.
Fascinating. No, I love it. And I think it's one of those win-win-wins, you know, and I've been seeing a lot more.
Yeah.
Successful businesses, and the ones that succeed are the ones that don't ignore any of the stakeholders, right? Like you really have to give value to every stakeholder in the value chain.
No, I mean, I think I've experienced that, you know, firsthand at Sempre is that, you know, by nature, we kind of view ourselves as a two-side marketplace. So we contract with pharma and payers on either side of the market. And when we create value for pharma, it's really driven by, you know, signing up a number of plans on one side of the value. We create value for plans by having a robust kind of portfolio of drugs that we can offer them. Mm-hmm. And I think these platform or marketplace business models really do a great job of aligning incentives and allocating resources efficiently. So that's what we're experiencing at Sempre. You know, there's a whole host of startups currently out in the marketplace, not just in the pharmaceutical value chain, but across healthcare that are leveraging this sort of business model to just really provide benefit to all those key stakeholders.
Yeah, that's super interesting. And so you're obviously excited about the progress and the work and the results, but what would you say is that cherry on top? What are you most excited about?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. There's a number of trends that are going on in the pharmaceutical value chain that I think really will precipitate a lot of change for good across all those key stakeholders. Right now, what I'm most excited about is the proliferation of value-based contracts for pharmaceuticals. I see this as a game changer for the industry that will better align incentives between all key stakeholders and lead to higher value care. From Sempre's perspective too, I think this will be a huge driver because, you know, often in these value-based contracts, there's a adherence clause in them. That means, you know, the drug must have a minimum amount of adherence for the contract to actually have teeth and exchange value. We have found success in being that adherence intervention in these value-based contracts to ensure that the patient is taking the drug and you can actually study how the drug performs in that population.
That's interesting. Very, very exciting too to think about that. And, you know, and this applies in clinical trials as well, right? I mean, there's so many things you could do, but the power of focus is key.
Yeah, absolutely.
So kudos to you and your team for staying focused here and providing that value across the chain. What do you want us to walk away from this conversation with, Kyle? You know, give us a closing thought here. And the best place that the listeners could reach out to you if they want to continue the conversation or learn more about Sempre.
Yeah, happy to. So, you know, when I think about all the change that is happening in the healthcare system, I genuinely believe that we're still in the early inning of innovation, kind of this great unlock that we're seeing in the healthcare system. I believe in this next stage, we will only see exciting new technologies be implemented, but also the alignment of incentives, the reshuffling of key stakeholders to add more value to the overall healthcare system. And I believe as we move forward, we have to keep the patient at the front of our minds. I'm confident that if we do kind of design all these solutions and implement these new technologies with the patient at the center, we will create the world's best healthcare system that we can all be really proud of. If anyone would like to contact me, you know, LinkedIn is a great place, but you can also reach me at kyle@semprehealth.com.
Outstanding, Kyle. And folks, for Kyle's email, for a link to his LinkedIn, a link to Sempre Health, which is semprehealth.com. Just go to outcomesrocket.health, type in Sempre, S-E-M-P-R-E, our search bar. It's updated and it's amazing. You could find any episode you want in there. But for this one, type in Sempre. You'll find the entire transcript, show notes, links, everything we've talked about there with Kyle. Kyle, what a great and interesting conversation. Really appreciate the insights you've shared and also the neat work that you guys are doing at Sempre to help improve that supply chain and value to the consumer.
Thanks all for having me. It's been great.
Hey, Outcomes Rocket listeners, Saul Marquez here. I get what a phenomenal asset a podcast could be for your business, and also how frustrating it is to navigate editing and production, monetization, and achieving the ROI you're looking for. Technical busy work shouldn't stop you from getting your genius into the world, though. You should be able to build your brand easily with a professional podcast that gets attention. A patched up podcast could ruin your business. Let us do the technical busy work behind the scenes while you share your genius on the mic and take the industry stage. Visit smoothpodcasting.com to learn more. That's smoothpodcasting.com to learn more.